I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're headed back to the Toledo Museum of Art on this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, and I would love to pretend that I am venturing outdoors visiting the museum in person, but we're still operating from the safety of our studio phone line. All right. Hello, Maria. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great, great, great. Okay, so we'll get started. Today we're talking to Maria Ifelis, the Youth and Family Programs Manager at the TMA, a job that involves a few different things, which Maria will explain.
Okay. As the Youth and Family Programs Manager at TMA, I work really closely to bring audiences into the museum who might be coming for the very first time. And so I oversee our Family Center, which is a drop-in art-making space. In 2015, I actually launched the Teen Leaders Program, which started in partnership with the Toledo School for the Arts. And we recently received funding to be able to expand that program and bring in high school students from all across Toledo. They meet bi-weekly to learn more about the museum, and then they work together to plan events. And those events have been everything from an open mic night to a dance party in the galleries. And so that's been kind of a keystone project that I've worked on over the last couple of years, and has been exciting to see that grow and to meet so many different youth from Toledo.
A dance party at the museum sounds great, but it's obviously not something we can get back to anytime soon. The museum itself is just getting back to opening its doors. It closed during the height of the pandemic and reopened with limited hours and safety procedures in late June, which means Maria worked remotely for a few months, a tough job where most of your work is interactive and hands-on.
But I think the other interesting thing that happened in this moment is that so many organizations were kind of all in it together. And so very early on, during the temporary closure, I had a conversation with our contacts at the Boys and Girls Club, and we were actually able to develop some TikTok videos, which I never thought I would be doing, but creating TikTok videos with short art instruction and kind of sketchbook prompts, and really collaborating to keep youth engaged with art and to provide them an outlet during this time, which was challenging for anyone at any age. So again, just like keeping art as a constant for youth during this time.
If you are concerned about keeping art as a constant for your youth, for your kids in your household, Maria has a few tips and tricks to keep kids engaged with the art around them.
There is going to be this experience in the fall when kids are going to school in very different formats than before, and they might be going to school very different than the way their neighbors are, so there's not kind of this shared experience anymore. But I think, you know, while we still have great weather in Ohio, I've been taking a lot of walks and seeing kids' chalk art and seeing things that they've designed on the sidewalks has been a really bright spot for me. And so I think if parents have the materials to let their kids go outside and make art, not just for themselves, but to brighten someone else's day, that's a really powerful experience. And then also, you know, art isn't just one thing, and you can find art materials all over your house, whether that's in your recycling bin or simply just using scratch paper and a pencil. There's so many ways to just to make or to write or to have a creative outlet for kids. As I mentioned, we have the Family Center at the Toledo Museum of Art, so how could you create your own little art-making space in your home for your children?
Having a creative instinct is a positive when thinking of ways to ride out a pandemic. But Maria believes having a collaborative instinct can be just as helpful in her work within the museum and outside as well.
Of course, no one had the foresight to know how long that would have lasted and that we would still be in this moment of uncertainty and change. But for me, working at the art museum during this time really gave us the opportunity to switch up and change some of the things that we had been used to, which is often an uncomfortable process. Working through uncertainty is not something that is like easily, you need to practice it, and it's a skill set. And so there was a lot of conversation and teamwork and team building for me and my staff during that time. In a way, artists have been amplified, perhaps even more than they were before, because people were looking for creativity and we often turn to artists for that creativity. Yeah, I mean, I think that collaboration and co-creation are key. I mean, those were things that I knew before and, you know, key components to what I tried to do before. But this time really just emphasized how important it is to listen and to work together to establish a program or a project, but also just to respond to people's needs.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.